I am calling this meeting to order. Attendance question for the evening. What is your most anticipated class for the next semester?
Is gonna teach me the meaning of life.
Organization of behavior and management.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
The rise and fall of the USSR.
Revolution, resistance, liberation.
Journalism.
U.S. public policy.
Group exercise evolution.
My senior sem on the development of a psychopath.
Director Shaw.
Social computing with Mr. Lewis.
Director Tony.
Managerial finance.
Contra income.
Obviously my history seminar where I write my thesis.
Bronze cast.
Most personal Robbins. Co-president Tchaikovsky.
I forgot the name of it's called, but it's basically going to be intro to ankle taping. Super pumped.
Co-president Singh.
It's a tie between social dance and ethics of medicine.
Advisor on Hickey.
I'm really looking forward to the second half of the Revolting Children half. It's called Disgusting Children.
And she was really to revolt. I don't know.
I think it's a funny thing that it's disgusting. Gross children.
Administrative Director at Gabriano.
Politics and religion.
With that, we do have quorum. Next up, we are looking at approving the minutes for November 7th, 2016. Are there any objections to the minutes? Objections to the minutes? Seeing none. The next order of business is community comment. Is there any members of the community who wish to comment? Seeing none. Move on to unfinished business with the pronouns.
Hi, so we met with Brenda Kelly today. Unfortunately, I was not able to go there because I met at 11 and I was right in the middle of my cognitive psychology class, so that didn't work well for me. And I just got an email back from them, but so far it sounds like Brenda Kelly is really likes the purpose of our initiative, and that we will need to schedule a couple more meetings before we can go ahead with anything. So that's kind of what I've got right now. So.
Any questions, comments, concerns for Chair Taven? Comments, questions, concerns? Seeing none, is there any other unfinished business? unfinished business? Seeing none, move on to new business. Director Schwartz, if you want to take it away for the GTS hours.
Sure. So GTS emailed me and asked me if we could maybe get some student input on the hours of the GTS helpline. So right now GTS is open till 11 at night, so they run from the morning until 11 at night. But GTS was wondering if they could maybe stop at around 8 p.m. instead of going all the way to 11, because they don't have enough duty people or people that are full-time staff to watch over the people on duty. And they don't think that there's a ton of calls that come in, but Tammy did a little bit of data, and Tammy did say that there were about, what was it, like two calls that come in a night between that 8 to 11 period. So that's how many calls come in. But I believe they just wanted this conversation to maybe be about 5 minutes, you know, not like super long, but just kind of discussing if students think that the GTS helpline is valuable from 8 to 11 o'clock, and if it would be something to look into maybe stopping at 8 o'clock.
Just to preface this is a discussion that we're just going to be giving this information of what we think to GTS. We're not going to be charging anything or asking them to do anything. It's just what the students from Student Senate think. So with that, I open the floor up for any discussion on the hours. Speaker Hardman.
Just a quick question. Did they specify usually when those two calls happen at night? Are they like closer to 8 or are they closer to 11?
Not really.
Senator Clark.
I think Speaker Hoberman's question was very relevant, but at the same time, I think it would make sense if they could somehow like go until like 8 and 9, but then like midterms and finals go like around the clock, because I've had problems where I like need paper in the printer in my dorm room or something like that. Something like that would be.
Yeah, they have accounted for that. So don't worry about that. They will be doing longer hours for reading hours and stuff like that. This is just for everyday weekdays that we don't have like reading days for. So, yeah.
Any more discussion? Senator Ward.
I think when sometimes the meeting open a little later is valuable. I've definitely been that person to call at 10:30, because I'm also usually that person to grab sleep and work until about 8. So, I think it, like, can also be beneficial to us if they're open later.
Senator Barron.
So would this be just, like, the, so they wouldn't be open in their offices, like, they wouldn't have the phone line going at this, after 8 o'clock is what they're...
So it's just the phone line. So how it typically runs is there's just two people on the phone line from 8 to 11. There's no duty people there. There's no staff, full-time staff there. It's just two students.
Is there like any? Do they have the chat room open then, or the?
No.
Okay.
Not like for. Are you talking like for full-time staff?
Or just like from 8 to 11, like instead of calling. Like I was just thinking, like instead of like, if they want to have people there, or, like by the phones, they could just have like them have that chat thing open, like the online system.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry too much about that. Basically, just think about the discussion as being around if we as students feel that their support service is beneficial, because they'll take care of that kind of
okay.
stuff. They're gonna. That's how I interpret it.
Chair Anderson.
Obviously, I don't represent a constituency, so I can't speak for the students necessarily, but I think that if it's consistently two calls every night, I would consider that valuable. And so I wouldn't feel comfortable saying, yeah, you should get rid of the phone line, unless they want to come up with a different way to service during those hours. I guess as long as there's some form of service, I think that that would be the best option. Doesn't necessarily have to be a phone line. Thank you.
Any more discussion about GTS hours? Seeing none, we'll move on to the next order of business. I will hand it over to Chair Anderson for a project that Student and Academic Affairs Committee has been working on.
So kind of an idea that we thought of for hopefully next semester would be to hold a type of lecture series that was very much like learning for the sake of learning, which I think is what it's called with that. And so, like, our current thought would be like once a month we could have two professors answer a hypothetical fun type question from their perspectives. And so the question that I thought of when I first thought of this idea was, what if everyone living below the poverty line suddenly died? And then you could have like an econ professor talk about how that would impact the economy and what would happen and how long that would take to stable things back out, approximately. Obviously, like, it's hypothetical, so everything that they say is speculatory, but, and then you could have, like, a sociology professor talk about, like, the impact that that could have on culture within our society and stuff. So we thought it was a fun idea. I don't know how Student Senate feels about endorsing that type of thing, so that was just...
Are you good?
Oh yeah, we're good, sorry.
Senator Clark.
I personally love this idea, and I think whenever like there's like teach-ins or panels here, like I always go to them, and they're always really good, especially because there's a lot of professors you don't get exposed to who are also really awesome. So I think it's something that we should definitely look into, and also like having like the idea of like maybe even like two professor panels, or have a professor from like the econ departments kind of argue it out a little bit with like a sociology professor about some topics would be really interesting to watch and really entertaining and also really informative, and we're here to learn. So I really like the idea. I yield.
Senator Lamberti.
I guess I was thinking more once a month. I don't know if you guys
thought
like
I think
more
really
frequently.
Cool. I like learning for learning, especially if it's cool topics. So I think it's awesome. I yield, sorry.
Speaker Haberman.
I love the idea. I just have a few quick questions. Have you talked to any profs about doing this yet?
No, we wanted to make sure that the rest of the body was in support before we went ahead with planning too far.
So, all right. How are you?
Senator Shaw.
I really like this idea, and I think it's just another aspect of the liberal arts experience, learning from different perspectives. I yield.
Senator Hannon.
I think this is a really great idea. I think we're all here because we love to learn, but everybody knows that with school it can become something kind of drudgerous. Drudgerous, doesn't work. Anyways, you all know what I mean. So I think this would be a great idea where we could keep it fun with fun topics and maybe some food to bribe people in. So I would support this.
Senator Edel.
I think it's a cool idea as well. Have you looked into having food and also doing it possibly on a weekend?
We definitely could look into doing it on a weekend. I don't know how the food portion would go because we're Senate and we don't fund food, and so I think that one of the benefits of having two professors is that you have people from both departments who are interested in going to listen to, right? Like, I'm more likely to go to a lecture that pertains to my major, and so you end up getting people from both those majors. I think that that'll help draw people in. Plus, then they get exposed to a subject that they wouldn't have necessarily been exposed to otherwise.
I don't.
Any more discussion on the lecture idea? Seeing none, we'll move on to the next topic of discussion, and I will hand it over to Co-President Singh to talk about the election and the campus climate.
Right, so I'm not gonna dive too much into specifics, but as you all know, there has been significant discussion nationally and on the Gustavus campus about the outcome of the recent presidential election. There are a variety of political and emotional perspectives among your constituencies. As organization that represents the student body as a whole vision about campus climate. Cabinet has agreed that it is important for us to discuss your thoughts and concerns as well as those of your constituencies regarding the election and how it has impacted Gustavus and its students.
All right, so with that, I'm going to open up the floor for discussion on the topic of the election and campus climate. Senator Barron.
I had a discussion with the FTS class that I helped teach as part of Breeders, and the sense I've gotten is that there's people that have accepted it and are ready to move forward, and there's people that are still in a, for lack of a better word, grief process or a still shock and awe kind of thing. And the way I ended up describing it to them, and I was helped with, my professor helped me like word this, but just like in order to like move forward, we all have to be at the table, and I think encouraging people, the people who are already at the table ready to go, to be just have patience and to exercise patience, and those who are still in the shock and awe stage to take their time, but also recognize that we can't do anything until we're all at the table and ready to talk. So kind of like a balancing act between that. That's just kind of how I've been approaching it. Thank you.
Is there any more discussion? More discussion? Senator Clark.
I think what we, at least what should be conveyed around the campus, and numerous departments are saying this, is that people should just know that like they matter and that their education matters and like them being here matters. I don't think that's necessarily has been the clearest in the last week, and a lot of people have felt like that. Even like people who have, on both sides, people who, there have been people who support one candidate who have felt very, over the last 18 months or whatever, have felt very alienated from the campus. And now on the other side too, that's the same case. So I think, I don't know if this is anything that we should do about, but I think just individually, especially like making time in your like daily life just to like express more like little small kindnesses to the Gustavus community, because like that's like what's gonna make people feel better. Because I think people have really felt neglected both over the last week and over the last kind of 18 months as this has developed. So I think that's something worthwhile to keep in mind.
Is there any more discussion? Controller Hayden Camp.
Yeah, so I was just made aware by one of my professors that there's a plan for an anti-Trump protest coming up on Friday. And all I would say in terms of moving forward is I kind of echo a few previous speakers in saying that, yes, there is a duality here that we have to contend with between people who really are not all that surprised or care about the election results and others who have a great deal of emotion tied to these election results. And I so think as we move forward towards potentially what it looks to be a protest on Friday, that remembering that we're all still a community of Gusties, not just a singularity of Gusties where we only believe in one thing or the other. And so keeping in mind that we're only our strongest when we're united and wanting the best for each other. So I yield.
Senator Lambertie.
Yeah, I think I'm a previous speaker. I know it's been hard and there's a lot of different people on different sides, and people are really emotional about this on both sides, talking to different constituents, because some feel neglected because of like being on the one side, and some feel neglected because they did support a candidate that many people don't appreciate, or like, obviously. But I think as Gusties, it's maybe important to, and as senators, to start trying to help people pick out like all of our like commonalities as Gusties, being one, just like supporting each other in that way, and just like making time for everybody and trying to like support and listen to every side of the story that you can get, and just really encouraging the leader Gusties.
Senator Hannon.
I've also been talking to a lot of my constituents about these issues, and I'm just echoing a lot of what previous speakers have said. people that feel marginalized on both sides of this issue, and I think that's important to remember. Because in our efforts to stand with people who feel marginalized, which I completely agree is necessary, I think there are also a lot of Gusties who feel very alienated by that. And I think we just need to continue to approach it in a way that doesn't stereotype people. So I think overall the campus's response has been positive. I think it's really opened up a lot of discussions for people to really talk and hear other people's sides of the story and support one another and come together. But I think we just need to make sure that we're not unintentionally marginalizing an important group of our students. I yield.
Senator Oscar.
I really like what the previous senators said. I personally was not that much affected unless or until we had a MSM meeting last week, and there some people who felt that they were being neglected or they, like, you know, they were not being accepted in Gustavus. So I think we as a Senate or as senators should have a positive attitude towards everyone in Gustavus.
Is there any more discussion? Senator Clark.
I also think it's important to make it clear, and I'm like a very political, like probably hyper-political person, that people can still like support their candidates and like very fiercely support their candidates or oppose candidates, but still like have respect for the other side. And like still realize that we're all like human beings and that we like there are like rational motivations for supporting different candidates. So I think like especially in the face of like that protest that's going on, which it looks like it might only be, I mean, majority of Gussies probably won't go to it, is the idea that like we should still encourage people to actively express their political views on campus. It's just that we should also be encouraging them to be civil in their presentation of it.
President Singh.
Yeah, I appreciate all of you having this discussion. I'd like to encourage you all to continue talking to your constituencies and listening for how this process has affected them and like impacted the campus climate as a whole. I'd also encourage you all and your constituencies to reflect on the impact of the results of the election and how those affect individuals with different identities in different ways. Because we're not all navigating the world in the same way, and I think it's important to remember that.
Yield. Senator Asghar.
So, I don't know if I can make a charge or a motion, but if anyone of us can talk to someone who can, we all know that there, like, some people wrote things on the sidewalks, and they still have those written on some of the sidewalks. So as now election is over, I yield.
So DLC is actually, Kenneth is working on going over like the chalking process for what is going to be considered appropriate and what is not. And you're going to have to start getting things approved before you can write it. But from right now, from what is understood, that it was not approved for them to write the things that were written. So you could literally just take your water bottle and dump it on it, and that's completely fine. Because it was not approved by anything to get put up. They're working on finding people to take it down, too. Sorry.
Thank you.
Speaker Haberman.
Call Jermaine out if you want. This question is kind of geared towards Tabin. How are we going to know if someone is approved or not? Or?
I have absolutely no idea. I just know there's like a committee that Kenneth is on that is working on it. I'm not really sure how that's gonna be, but because of this, this is the outcome. So we must all kind of hold ourselves accountable for what we are doing and how that's impacting future generations and what's happening. So if you wanna talk to him about it, I have no idea.
Yeah, you'll take
I'm not aware of any college policy One, our policies around hate and bias. And two, you can't chalk on a vertical surface. So in its current existence, I'm not aware of any policies that says yay or nay. I do know that there was a conversation with the original chalking group asking if they would be interested in removing their chalkings. And initially, they thought that was a good idea and that they would be willing to do so. But then as they talked further, they felt like the counter chalkings that got chalked over the top of their chalkings or the sides of their chalkings or editing their chalkings created a situation where they felt less comfortable removing their chalkings, and so then they chose not to. And so I think that there's probably some responsibility all the way around as we think about chalking.
So the discussion Jonas was talking about, I feel this kind of, I mean, that's the problem. No one is actually having civil discussions about these issues. And I think we as senators are obligated to facilitate these discussions. So if you come across two people screaming their head off, jump in and stop them. I mean, we need, as a campus, we need to have civilized talk. I yield.
Senator Clark.
Yeah, I would just like to echo what previous speaker just said about just making sure we are leaders on this campus. Like, we have constituencies that have elected us. We are qualified to interact with the student body in a way that promotes positivity. In regard to chalkings, I don't know if this has ever happened before or if this is just like a one-night deal, but I think it would be kind of ridiculous if like student organizations have to go through another bureaucratic process to get their chalkings approved and kind of useless because this happened once. I yield.
Director Schwartz.
So, it's been something I've kind of been struggling with a little bit. And it was the email that was sent out by the chaplain's office. And I wasn't sure if I was even going to bring this up, but the email that was sent out, I've heard from some students and faculty that they thought it was a little one-sided in some way. And I don't know if anybody here feels that way, but I'd like for you guys to maybe voice possible discussion on this topic.
Senator Lambertie.
I too had like a few constituents approach me about that email and that they thought it was a little, they felt that if the other candidate would have won, there would have never been an email sent out. And like, so, I don't know if that's unfair, but I'm not sure it might have been. I don't know how to, because the other candidate didn't win, so I don't know. But yeah, that's just, I did get some talk about that.
Controller Hennekamp.
Yeah, so we spoke extensively about this in cabinet, and my views really haven't largely changed. Although I would argue that there was some idea of a slant there, because I would argue that looking at a historical thing, that yeah, would it have been sent out if the other candidate would? Probably not. But I can't say that in honesty. But I think their heart was in the right place in sending out this email. Obviously, there was going to be people who were going to be upset by this election. And so I think, although slanting, I think, let's say it was slanting in a direction just saying, we're just trying to help. I don't think they are meaning to disenfranchise any student or any student on this campus with what they're saying. And if you're at the chapel talk that morning, although once again a bit slanted, it said nothing about actual any political parties by technicality. It just said that they knew that there was people hurting on this campus and they are going to talk about it. On the same notion, I have heard, although faculty and students say the same thing, so it's kind of up to you guys, but that's just my take on it. I yield.
Senator O'Neill.
I'm just reading the email right now, and like, while it's obviously somewhat slanted that like people are weeping because of the results of the election, like, I don't know why else people can weep.
Senator Hannan.
I think there's a couple aspects to this. I definitely do see it as slanted. And I think this is part of why some students feel alienated by the results of the election. Not the results of the election, but the response of the campus. However, I don't think it should be done differently, because I do think it's necessary to reach out to those students who really are affected on a deeply emotional level, despite what you may or may not think about the legitimacy of their feelings. It's still necessary to be a support system for them, and that's what the chaplains are for. And so I think it was a very appropriate email, although it may have alienated us, you know, a portion of the Gustavus community inadvertently. I yield.
Any more discussion? Senator Edholm.
I guess if I was to bring this up to the chaplain, I would say maybe next election we should send an email out beforehand and say, depending on the result, it doesn't matter what the result is of the election, we're going to hold a chapel the day after. I yield.
Any more discussion? Discussion? Seeing none? Any other new business?
I have a question regarding the same topic, but it's a question, so I didn't want to put it in there, but so last Friday, my African friends, they have their own, there's a group of African friends who live in the same building in Southwest, and, you know, they realized that someone put a condom on their door. So something like that, I don't know, who do they report to, like the campus safety or? That's just a question. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely they could file a report with campus safety. If they felt like it was an incident that was bias motivated, which I'm not completely sure I would think of a connection, but if they knew of something that they felt like it was bias related, they could also report it to the bias response team. Or if they didn't feel comfortable with either of those two options, they could just come into the Dean of Students office and grab whatever dean was available and share their concern on that front as well. They could also talk to their Res Life staff if any of the aforementioned three didn't sound good.
Any other new business? None. We will move into announcements. Senator Asghar.
So, MSA is having an event. It's called Tea Time with MSA. It's on 17th from 5:30 to 7:30 in Courtyard.
Senator Rashad.
The Epsilon Phi Alpha fraternity is holding their annual E-Phi awareness event this Wednesday, 7 to 8, in the Courtyard Cap. They're going to be a lot of funny scares relating to sexual health. So please do come by and tell your constituents about it too.
Controller Hand Camp.
Yeah, there's something going on Wednesday.
Love you, Sean.
Administrator Director and Gabriano.
If you are there and you haven't got back to me your faculty report, see me after the ready.
Go, President Singh.
So I normally don't dress like this, so I'm going to explain why I'm dressed like this. Today is Grouper, which is a sick holiday for. Like the birthday of the founder of our religion, Guru Nanak Dev Ji. So because of that, I decided to dress up because there isn't really a whole lot of opportunities for me to do that around campus. And there's only two Sikh students on campus, me and my sister. And so if you have questions about that, look it up on Google or ask me in person. The moon is supposed to be exceptionally bright tonight, yeah? So check that out as well. Hey, yo.
Your table.
Dapple panel, Thursday, 17th, 6 p.m., Alumni Hall. If you want all views, welcome. Like, get lots of people there. It's going to be great. The run-through that I promised all of you is happening. It's going to be Wednesday, the 16th at 3:30. So if you guys want to be a part of that too, it's gonna probably just be in the Gusta Den, just like a half an hour, everyone kind of getting on the same page. And then this week, the sign language group is learning Russian sign language. So 7 to 8 p.m. in Confer Hall, 2:30. Come visit me.
Director Chung Yi.
Gustavus Entrepreneurship Club is hosting a Gusty Tank, and so you just basically have to bring an idea. Doesn't really need to have any business plan or anything, so if you win, you get $50. So tomorrow at 7 o'clock at Courtyard Cafe.
Right, any other announcements?
Yeah, so this moon thing is actually really cool because the moon is the closest that it will be to Earth tonight, and the closest since it's been since 1930-something, 38, and then on top of it, it's also a full moon, so thus, the colloquial term is a super moon, but you should definitely take a few moments to gain that, since it will appear very large.
Any other announcements? Seeing none, meeting adjourned.
No.